about Alton.
What about turnips?
Well, now turnips, I never knew how to keep them except to heal them up. Mm-hmm. You can dig a pit, and I know one time me and my husband did out here since we've been to Greenville. We just dug a hole, and then we put corn stalks and hay and things in the bottom of that, and then you just put our turnips and then make it kind of a mound over.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can keep them that way.
Did you eat the tops of turnips?
Not in the winter. We did them as fall of the year, you know, when they're cold out of them.
Uh-huh.
You eat them real late. Now, they'll stand them bad frost and things like that. They won't kill them, but then the freeze will, and the freeze will kill them. The turnips if they're in the ground. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll kill the turnips in the ground?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. You've got to get them out of the ground and heal them up. Uh-huh. We call it healing them up by putting them down in
a... Oh, you call them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now, the top part of the turnip, the green part, you call that...
That's the term greens.
Oh, you talked about greens.
Uh-huh, but we couldn't save that through the winter, you see.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
So that was just having
yeah.
cooked and eaten
yeah,
right
that's
here.
Right.
And, ear of corn, now what would you do about corn? Did you just...
Well, now, I always cut it off of the cob and canned it.
That's how you
cut it off the cob. Now then, you can freeze it, you see, since
uh-huh.
you've got these freezers,
uh-huh.
deep freezers and things like that. Well, oh, it's just delicious. We've got
uh-huh.
corn on the cob out the store in that big old deep freeze. It just, well, they're just delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them that way. But back, you couldn't keep them otherwise. If you've not got a deep freeze, you couldn't keep corn, you see, without canning it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you know, nearly everybody's refrigerators now have a freezer that they can
uh-huh.
keep a lot of things.
Yeah. Now, would
the
kind that you cut off like that, would that be roasting ear?
Oh, would be both roasting ear. Roasting ear is, you get it in that milky stage, you know, it's not dried corn.
Oh.
You've got to get it just when it's ripe.
Uh-huh.
You've got to cut the top off and it gets milky, I mean the liquid that comes out of it's kind of a milky white. Then it's ready to work up. But now one day's difference will ruin it. I mean, it'll get hard. It'll get so hard it won't have a bit of that in it if you wait maybe a day late.
And then you can't eat it in any way?
Uh-uh. No.
You can't
uh-uh.
not cook it on the cob?
No, it's too. It's just too far gone. It's hard corn then, don't you see?
I didn't know that. And then what, you feed it to the...
Yeah, feed it to the horses.
I didn't know that.
And now my daughter stayed up to 12 o'clock Saturday night now. Of getting her corn all put away because she had to get it when it got ready and she had to work it up when it got ready. So that's what she done. Yes, you got to watch that like a hawk or
mm-hmm.
you'll lose it.
Mm-hmm. Now on the top of the corn stalk, that part that comes out like this, you call that the
tassel.
And then the stringy stuff that's on the ear of corn is
silk.
To get off. Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
the silk.
Oh, and another kind of vegetable, it's yellow with a crooked neck.
Squash.
And melons. Did you guys hear anything about
melons?
Oh,
yes, we have lots of watermelons. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did?
Squash melons and cantaloupes and mushmelons, we call
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, like in the woods or in fields maybe after a rain, these little umbrella-shaped things
yeah.
that grow up.
They're called mushrooms.
Yeah, and they were...
But there's so many different types of them.
Yeah,
now, I don't know them.
What
I don't
do,
know...
Or do you know the term that you don't supposed to eat?
No, I don't know that.
I
just don't know. And I've never seen the one that you did eat. I mean, I just don't know.
Uh-huh.
I never did eat one, so I...
Did people ever eat them? Do you know much? Or...
Well, they surely did. We can buy them in the can out here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we come to sell. Mushrooms, and I never did think I'd want to taste one. They smell awful to me.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean they smell rancid or anything. Just got an old,
woodsy.
Yes, sir. I just can't describe it.
It is kind of woodsy.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Something like that. oh, what would people...